and do those, design those replacement parts. That's kind of one reason I got it, to just do one-off parts and stuff to fix things. So the it's a good thing to have. Well, people, I'm not sure exactly what they're doing here. They're pulling out in front of me on a snowy road, so I'm 5 car lengths from a corner, and they pull out in front of me and then can't get traction. And there's nobody behind me again. I always love when that happens.
Me, me, me. You know how it goes. It's all about me. There's nobody else out here but me. Yeah, it's always interesting. And I'll tell you, there's always those drivers out there. So that's my biggest concern is, you know, you can't control the other person, so... But the boys being on the road all the time and everything else, that's the biggest concern I've got is them getting an accident, especially the oldest one. He covers a lot of states. So, yeah, that's the dangerous part of the business. That was the worst part of the business when I was working. It was probably one of the most dangerous parts of the whole thing was driving and being out on the road working. It was the two most dangerous parts of the job.
ACAYVF, yeah, that's for sure. If you're out on the road and doing stuff or having kids out there, and like I said, I take my precautions, but the way people drive now, it's these winter, they drive like it's dry pavement, and then like, ooh, I can't stop, or I took a corner too fast, and that happened before me. I was sitting parked at a corner, and some young girl went to make her right-hand turn and front-end slid because she was going way too fast and slid right into the side of me, plowed into my driver's door. And then just sat there and looked at me like, oh, what happened? But, yeah, that's exactly it. But, yeah, I've been watching the one 3D project, the crowdfunding thing. Guy was doing this air quality monitor, and like I said, it's a commercial type grade once it's done. And he was looking for $1,000 to start, and then he had a couple of stretch goals. If he raised a little more, he would add this or add that. So he's looking for $1,000. It's been up, it's been active for 7 days now. And at last look, he was at $34,000. With 40 days to go in the project. That's just amazing. And there's really very little 3D print in it, a small case, and the rest of it is about 20 electronic parts to put together. And that's how much he's got raised so far. I don't know how much goes to Bamboo for the crowdfunding site. I imagine they get a cutoff in that, but wow.